AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. One person dead, two wounded in a terror attack in France. The attack targeted an industrial site near Lyon, owned by an American company, Air Products, based in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Our Angela Charlton is in France.
The attack began mid-morning when two men crashed a car into the entrance of a gas factory in the town of Saint-Quentin-Fallavier. It's in southeastern France. The cars crashed into gas canisters and touched off an explosion.
The body of a headless man was found there. The man's head was later found posted on a gate at the entrance to the gas factory. Two Arabic flags were found nearby. Several suspects are in custody. France's top security official says one man arrested was known to intelligence services for possible ties to Islamic extremists. Here at home, the president will deliver the eulogy at the Reverend Clemente Pinckney's funeral this morning. He was among the nine members of a black church shot dead last week in Charleston, South Carolina. Our Mark Smith is in Charleston this morning.
Rita, Pinckney was a state senator and early Obama backer, but the president here today will celebrate the lives of all nine victims and likely say the arrest of a white supremacist in the bloodbath shows America must still confront both racism and gun violence. You know, Rita, for America's first black president, this week's been an emotional roller coaster. From the elation of his Supreme Court victory on health care yesterday, plus the vote by Congress to back him on trade, to today's somber observance.
Mark Smith, live in Charleston. Police in Chattanooga, Tennessee, say Interstate 75 is reopened now after a nine-vehicle accident that killed six people. We don't know what caused the accident. And the Cobb County, Georgia School Board has voted to fire a Georgia special ed teacher accused of putting a second grader with autism in a trash can. This is AP Radio News. At the trial of the accused Colorado movie theater gunman, prosecutors are questioning a psychiatrist who found him insane. Here's our Sandy Kozel.
Prosecutors will continue vigorously cross-examining a defense psychiatrist who concluded James Holmes was so psychotic that he could not tell right from wrong when he killed 12 people in a packed movie theater. Dr. Jonathan Woodcock will take the stand again after a day in which the prosecutor questioned his credibility as a forensic psychiatrist and tore into his two-hour interview with Holmes, which took place in jail 4 days after the 2012 attack. If jurors agree with Woodcock's assertion, Holmes would be committed to a state mental hospital indefinitely. Prosecutors are asking jurors to convict Holmes and sentence him to death. I'm Sandy Kozel.
Several people familiar with this are telling us that New Jersey Governor Chris Christie plans next Tuesday to announce that he will indeed run for president. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.